Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Pastor John Amanchukwu joins the program. We discuss many different things, including the school board project, the parents' party versus the perverts' party. John Amanchukwu is doing great work to move the ball forward in that regard. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is John Amanchukwu. John, I'm so proud of the work you're doing and thankful for it. You have been lighting it up. Tell us about the work, TPUSA Faith. You are traveling the country and exposing the evil deeds of darkness. Pastor Amanchukwu, welcome.
Thank you so much, Charlie, for having me on your show.
So tell us, how's it going on the ground, please?
So we're going state to state, dealing with many of the things that most pastors don't want to address. And that's gender theory, queer theory, critical race theory, and all of the indoctrination filth that's in the public school system. I went to Asheville, North Carolina, and they cut my mic off there. I went to Florida, and they silenced me in Florida. They walked me out using 4 sheriffs. And I recently went to Las Vegas, Nevada, and they silenced me in Las Vegas, Nevada. What I'm seeing is there's a constant trend going on where they don't want the truth to be exposed. I read from this book here entitled Flamer. And this book is quite pornographic. It talks about oral sex and anal sex and all just types of just perverted things in this book. And this is the kind of content that they're putting before children. And so we're leading a movement in America to push back against this filth. Some people call this grooming and or indoctrination, but I call it mental rape because it assaults the soul. It stains the brain and it robs kids of their innocence.
What is the reaction then, John? I want to play first. Let's play some piece of tape just to show people what's happening here. Let's play cut 28.
Number 5, transgenderism is a mental disorder. Number 6,
Mr. John, stop. No, stop. Absolutely not. I'm stopping your time because I'm going to correct you.
You don't have authority to stop my time.
I'm going to ask you to pause. So tell us about what's going on in that video, John.
And so I'm having a back and forth with the board chairman. I read some information talking about the 10 realities of the LGBTQ agenda. And then I went into reading this book here entitled Flamer. And the board chair begins to cut me off and says that the stuff that I'm saying is inappropriate. Well, if it's inappropriate for a school board meeting, then it should be inappropriate for children to read in a library. And so it's really hypocrisy, Charlie. We are seeing that these Marxist atheists are rolling out a plan. This is not new. It's been happening for decades. We know that Madeleine O'Hare in 1962 removed prayer out of the public school system. And from there, we've seen a sinister plot and plan to destroy the American education system. We see all of this social emotional learning, this progressive education. And now children are going to schools and they're listening and hearing from drag queens. Everything is about transgenderism and the pride flag and the progress flag and BLM. And whenever you challenge these things, they want to silence you. They don't want the voice of dissent, which means that they truly don't want the false triune idol of diversity, equity, and inclusion that we're all forced to bow to. So if you want true diversity, then I should be able to address the fact that this is perversion and not be cut off. If you want true inclusion, I should be able to say that this is filth and not be made to feel as if I'm the crazy one for saying that kids don't need to hear about oral sex and anal sex.
So when you say that, they have to cut off your mic and all this, and you're doing the way that you defeat the Marxists. You show, but you don't tell. You actually show them. And what is the response? I mean, has there ever been a school board member, somebody that is that really is like, oh, my goodness, I had no idea? So kind of walk through, because you've been now doing this all across the country.
Yes, this is probably my 15th school board meeting that I've spoken at over the past year. And we're slowly but surely seeing the tide turn. We saw victory in Florida where they voted out all the books and they ruled on canceling all the books that were pornographic that were there. But many, many times, Charlie, I'll be honest, we're dealing with the Democrat Party's plan to indoctrinate children. So many people that are on those school boards, they're not going to bow. They're not going to change their position because they have received funding to run for their political campaigns and they want to keep their seat. So they choose perversion over doing what's right for kids. It's really political and it's awful.
So just talk about how widespread this actually is, though. Talk about how entrenched and institutionalized, because some people say, well, it's not happening in my school board. Talk about that.
This is happening everywhere. We recently posted the video about this speech that I did in Las Vegas, and I'm hearing from parents already. They're telling me, listen, can you come to South Carolina? Can you come to Georgia? Can you come to Texas? Because this same book, amongst hundreds of other books, these books are in all of the schools in the U.S., and so it's a pandemic. It's a major issue that we're contending with. And I'm also hearing from people from the LGBTQ community who, although they may not be living up to many of the standards that we preach, however, they know that kids are being indoctrinated in the public school system and they stand against it. And so we're hearing from people from all around the country, and I'm constantly inundated with requests and emails and messages saying, hey, will you come support us? Will you come help us? I have pastors now who are reaching out to me saying, hey, how do we get you to my city? We support what TPUSA Faith is doing. Thank you for doing what the church should have been doing for a long time, but they haven't. But we want your help. We need your assistance. So we're really giving them the blueprint on how to fight these things one school board meeting at a time.
Yeah, and this is what we need, a parents movement to stand up. And John, you're starting to see bigger and bigger crowds come and support you, right? You're seeing more parents that are starting to say, I want to be part of this. Every church in the country should be showing up vocally at their local school board. Talk about that, John.
Yes, over 200 parents showed up in Las Vegas. I'm from North Carolina. I traveled nearly 4 hours and a half by plane to get there. But I got there and it was a mass crowd of people and they were all excited. They were on fire. They said, you know what? We love Charlie Kirk. We love Turning Point USA. We love Turning Point USA Faith. Thank you for supporting this initiative. So many parents wanted to take pictures. They want to give support and donate towards what we're doing. We are moving the needle. And this is going to happen one school board meeting at a time as we expose what's taking place. Since the inception of me going to the school board meetings and speaking out, I have amassed over 200 million views on all platforms. The message is getting out. The word is getting out. Now it's time for parents to stand up and to unite with us and to continue to speak out about these godless and ungodly school systems that really are truly atheist and Marxist. They want to push communism and socialism upon children. It's really an issue where kids are being hoodwinked. They're being bamboozled. They're being taken and they're being lied to. But there is a remnant. There is a voice that's speaking out, and it's TPUSA Faith, and we're putting our faith into action.
Amen. I love it. And Pastor John, what do you have to say to some Christians that say, but we don't want to be disagreeable. We don't want to ruffle any feathers. How do you respond to that?
Well, Isaiah chapter 56, verse 10 says, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are dumb dogs that cannot bark. The issue with the American church is that, you know, the watchmen are blind, which is an oxymoronic statement. The role of the watchman is to see and to warn. So the watchman can't be blind. And then it says that they are dumb dogs that won't bark. The reason why we are warning people in America on the pending danger that's in the public education system is because children are being treated as if they are expendable. And in our American ignorance and arrogance, we think that America can't fall. But if you know history, many nations fail as a result of treating children in a dastardly way. The Bible tells us, and it's clear, that it's better for a man to be thrown into a sea with a millstone hung about his neck than for us to cause a child to stumble into sin. America, we must open our eyes and see what's going on and vote these perverts out immediately.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Aren't you tired of not making a difference? You can. We can make a difference standing for life by giving free ultrasounds with our friends at Preborn. In a Dobbs world, states decide about abortion, and so many liberal states are taking extreme stands, even allowing abortion up to literally the second before a baby is born. It's unbelievable, but true. And in California, the demand for abortions has increased 400% in part because the state is inviting women and girls to come to California for the sole purpose of aborting their baby. This is abortion trafficking. Take a stand for life by providing an ultrasound for a young woman. When you do, she is twice as likely to choose life. I'm a donor, and you should be too, to Preborn. Just $28 provides that ultrasound and saves one baby. $140 saves five. A gift of $15,000 provides an ultrasound machine that can save thousands of babies for years to come. Call 833-850-2229 or click on the Preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the Preborn banner. So, Pastor Amanchukwu, parents are asking, what can I do? What can I do? You're traveling the country, flying 4 hours here and 5 hours back and 3 hours here. Any parent can show up at their school board. So walk through the steps. Find the graphic material. Find the profanity. Show up. Read it to their face and demand its removal. Walk us through just the action steps for the audience.
Well, Charlie, you just put it so succinctly. That's what we're doing. You know, find out what's in the libraries. Every parent has a right to know what their child is being taught. Every parent has a right to know the educational standards and the curriculum materials that are being put before their child. We don't co-parent with the government. We have parental rights, and parents deserve to be engaged in this process from the beginning to the end. And so once you sign up to speak at a school board meeting, oftentimes they'll give you anywhere from 2 minutes to 3 minutes to speak, and you're able to speak during public comments. And you stand up there, you draft out a message, and you read it, or you just read from a book, which is highly effective. If you put before them what they're putting before the kids, be prepared for them to try to silence you and to cut you off. And I say to parents, when you stand before these false leaders, these false icons, these Neros and Stalins and Maos in these school board meetings, be prepared for them to push back against you, but don't buckle. We are witnessing before our eyes the overt plan and strategy to destroy a nation one child at a time. They are poisoning our kids, and I think that we deserve better in the American education system, and that's why TPUSA Faith is fighting so hard to make sure that we can turn the tide.
Amen. But the head of the education secretary, Miguel Cardona, disagrees. Play cut 29.
There was civility. We could disagree. We could have healthy conversations around what's best for kids. I respect differences of opinion. I don't have too much respect for people that are misbehaving in public and then acting as if they know what's right for kids.
So that's the Secretary of Education saying, I don't have too much respect for people misbehaving in public and acting like they know what's right for kids. Who are you, Pastor, to say that gay porn is not right for an 11-year-old?
I'm a man with common sense. You know, I'm not a pedophile. You know, I'm not trying to condition America for MAPS, for minor attracted persons. Maybe Cardona is doing that. Maybe he is the pervert, Charlie. Maybe he is the wicked, sinister guy in the background that's, you know, licking his chops and excited because kids get to be turned out as early as the age of 4 or 5. He's the pedophile. He's the pervert. He's the one we should be concerned about. Any man in their right mind who reads this kind of filth and thinks that it's okay to put before kids, that person is either a pervert or an ally of perversion. But since I want to speak out against this stuff, I'm now being labeled, Charlie, as the book banning pastor. That's my new title. All right. I'm the book banning pastor that's going around harassing school board leaders in America. And if harassing school boards means that I'm pointing out the doctrine of evil that they're putting before kids, if that makes me a book banning pastor, I'll be that until the day that I die. But there's another book that was banned in 1962. And you know, in the American education system, we would read from this book 10 scriptures a day. We would pray, you know, a general prayer in the beginning of the day. And many of the issues that persist today, we didn't have those problems back then. But once we removed the landmark that made this country great, you know, we have this thing called an American covenant. Our forefathers enacted upon a covenant with the God of the Bible. That's where we get our Judeo-Christian principles from. And once we remove that from the marketplace and from our public schools, we saw teen pregnancy go up. We saw the SAT scores plummet down. We saw violence and crime take place in our schools. We now have metal detectors in our schools. We have school resource officers. And we see that educationally across the board, when it comes to reading and math, we're not on par on the level that we once were. These things are a direct result in moving away from a structure that was centered around the training and the development of the heart and the mind. If you solely train the mind, then you bypass the heart. And we need to train both. And the values that we once had in this country, those values have been removed.
Pastor Amanchukwu, God bless you. You're doing amazing work. Keep USA Faith.
Thank you, Charlie.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's, you know, it's improved your overall day-to-day, how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, this is me, I bet you anything it's balance of nature, because it's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life, and I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better. I've got more energy, and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751.
go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
Joining us now is Dr. Eric Napudi, who is here. He is the first person ever to be charged with 10 counts in federal court for allegedly violating the COVID Consumer Protection Act. His violation was promoting vitamin D and zinc when people needed it most. Doctor, thank you for joining us. Tell us your story.
Well, Charlie, first of all, it's great to be with you. You could call this story crap you can't make up, because I'll tell you, as a practicing physician, when COVID came to America and we started recommending a 150-year-old homeopathic remedy, high-dose vitamin D, high-dose zinc, high-dose C, getting healthy, losing weight, all the common sense solutions to helping people, we thought we were doing the right thing. And by the way, so did hundreds of thousands of people across the globe. In fact, we saw over 10,000 COVID patients in our clinics over that three-year period, and we lost no one. And so when the federal government falsely accused me of violating a law that was completely made up, called the COVID Consumer Protection Act, Charlie, they said I violated this law 12,555,000 times at a price tag of $42,000 per violation. That's $508 billion the federal government sued me for. They put out two false press releases about me. We stood over the last 2.5 years. I spent over $5 million defending myself. And we just recently, 6 weeks ago, got a favorable ruling of not guilty from our judge. And now we're on to our countersuit against our First Amendment freedom of speech violations of the federal government.
So let's just kind of go through the facts here. The fact is that vitamin D levels have been proven through peer-reviewed studies to help any sort of, I think it was called a cytokine storm, if I'm not mistaken, that the higher the vitamin D level, it's a fact, it very well would have helped the population fight COVID. Is that well documented, well known?
Charlie, it's well established. As a matter of fact, there's over 115 studies that shows the benefits of vitamin D and COVID-19 alone, and over 24 peer-reviewed double-blind studies that shows that the higher your levels of vitamin D are, the less chance of infection and severe risk. In fact, Charlie, November the 12th of 2022, there was a study that was done by the VA. Over 600,000 VA members were studied. John Hopkins put out the data, and Charlie, here's what they said. If doctors and scientists and politicians would have talked about the benefits of vitamin D3 alone during COVID 2020, that we could have prevented the infection of over 4 million cases and saved the lives of 116,000 Americans. That's one country, 1 year alone. But yet the government came after doctors like myself, tried to destroy us financially, professionally, personally, so that we wouldn't tell people the truth about natural solutions.
Yeah, and so what I never understood is that if the government, well, I mean, I do understand it, obviously, because the government doesn't care about its people, but if the government would have said, hey, everyone get your vitamin D levels up in March, April, and May, what is the average vitamin D level for an elderly person? I think it's under 20, right? Where it should be over 50. I mean, for an elderly person in particular, they don't get outside very much. They're not getting the same nutrition they did when they were younger, but vitamin D level should be between 75 and 90, especially if you want an increased chance of fighting COVID. Is that correct, doctor?
Charlie, you're 100% spot on. In fact, the data shows that if you have your levels above a 60, that's the adequate level, between 60 and 100, 110. In fact, if you go and look at the actual research, look at the individuals that showed the highest risk for COVID fatalities, people that are overweight, people that are dark skinned, people that are diabetics, people that are on certain medications like high blood pressure and cholesterol meds. Boris Johnson came out in early 2021 and said that they're going to give 1 million dosages of vitamin D to the most vulnerable people in the UK. So I went to our government and said, hey, we have the ability to do that here in Missouri. I can get it at cost. Let's subsidize this. You just told me that you have $100 million of COVID surplus money. Let's take a couple million and save some people's lives. Charlie, they wouldn't do it. Not only would they not do it, they attacked me. They shut down 5 of my bank accounts. They froze my assets. They went after my businesses. They shut our practices down to the point where insurance companies would no longer provide for our patients' insurance coverages. I mean, it's reprehensible. We are the epitome of why more doctors don't stand up against medical tyranny.
Yeah. And so let's also talk about obesity. This was one thing that was a total thought crime. And again, if anyone wants to lose weight, go to myphdweightloss.com. They're big supporters of our show. We talk about them a lot. Myphdweightloss.com. But talk about what does the data show somebody who is 40 pounds overweight versus someone who is trim, how they handled COVID.
Oh, I mean, it's night and day difference. I mean, we know that the more inflammation you have, the more weight you have, the more inflammation you have, the more obese you are, the more toxins you have in your body, and the less likelihood that you have of having a regular immune response to any infections of all cause. Charlie, we know that obesity is one of the leading causes of Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, chronic fatigue, chronic pain, infections, all of these things. It's so mind-blowing to me that all of the illness doctors didn't listen to the wellness doctors when we were saying, let's go out and let's help people lose weight. Let's reduce the risk of infection. Let's go out and reduce the blood sugars and the high blood pressures. And we can do that by exercise. In fact, Charlie, a huge study just came out that said exercise may have been one of the best medicines at preventing and treating COVID-19. And these are the same people that shut down the gyms and told people they couldn't go outside and be around each other. It's absolutely insane. It's almost like they don't want you to be healthy. They want to keep us fat, sick, and nearly dead so they can control us, Charlie.
So if you were a heavy drinker, what does that do to jeopardize health outcomes if you were to get COVID?
Well, if you're a heavy drinker, obviously that puts a lot of stress on your liver. It puts a lot of stress on the detoxification pathways of your body, can cause you to have a higher risk of inflammatory responses and the cytokine storm that you were talking about. And if you're drinking, you're going to have a higher risk of not just getting infected, but of death of all cause. That's been proven. And again, they kept the alcohol, they kept the drugs,
everything. I'm not here to shame people. I'm not a drinker. I'm not here to shame people if they drink. I'm just saying, though, that the government, though, made a priority to keep the liquor stores open, but the clinics that could have put zinc, vitamin D, glutathione, alpha-lipoic acid, you know, vitamin C infusions, the FTC has come so harshly after them. It's as if they wanted the populace to be fat, unhealthy, and prone to death.
Charlie, you're 100% spot on. In fact, myself and about 700 other clinics in the United States of America that practice orthomolecular nutrition, which is IV vitamin C and IV other therapeutics, we were sent a preventative letter, literally a letter from the FTC saying that you cannot recommend vitamin C infusions for COVID, for sepsis, for any of these things, which we now know without a shadow of a doubt, the work that Dr. Paul Merrick did and the work that's been done on sepsis, we know that most people that have the cytokine storm had it because they didn't have levels of certain nutrients like vitamin D. And most people that died of the cytokine storms or the multi-system organ failure, Charlie, it was because sepsis was in their blood. And vitamin C is a known reducer of sepsis and death. We could have prevented so many deaths, so many illnesses, and so much suffering financially and politically. But it was all because of ignorance. And doctors like myself that stood up against this tyranny and that went all the way to the health boards, to Congress, to the Supreme Court to talk about these things, they tried to destroy us systematically, and they're still trying to do it today so that we don't tell the truth about what happened to us in the past.
So I want to just read from one of the news headlines here, which I find is hilarious. They say that you have agreed to pay an $80,000 fine. That part's not hilarious. But to refrain from marketing his vitamin products as effective preventatives against COVID-19. That's funny. I've heard that word effective. They said the vaccine is effective. So when is Pfizer going to have to pay over $80 billion to the American people?
Charlie, they're the ones that violated the COVID Consumer Protection Act. Pfizer, Moderna,
exactly
J&J,
right.
NIH, NIAID. And by the way, the $80,000 that we agreed to, they gave me two choices. They said, Dr. Naputi, you can continue to go to the trial. We know that we're going to lose in trial. We know that the DOJ said, we know that we cannot prevail. We know that you're going to beat us. We're going to go ahead and just drag this out into appeals. We're going to go ahead and cost you another $2 to $3 million, another 2 to 3 years of legal fees, or you can go ahead and pay what I call an extortion fee, which is what that was, which is less than half of what my monthly legal bills were. And I can have no gag order. I can have liability protection from the FTC, from all this stuff moving forward. And I can go out and tell the truth and keep helping saving people lives, Charlie. And that's what we're going to do. That's why we're all about real talk, telling people the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And I love the opportunity to be here to tell your listeners about it.
Yeah. Remind the audience about the FTC. This is an out of control government agency that is basically an aggressive weapon of the regime. They go after gun owners. They go Operation Choke Point. They go after payment processors that they don't like. And then they go after IV clinics, especially. remind our audience about the Federal Trade Commission.
The FTC is a non-government organization. It's by bureaucrats only. By the way, there's five commissioners of the FTC. Two of the five commissioners resigned, stating that Linda Kahn, who is the chairwoman of the FTC, is using prejudice and her own personal vendettas to go after people that have political opinions other than hers and the Biden regime. That's a fact, my friend.
Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream bed sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. It's an amazing thing. The government wants you sick, less likely to be free and easier to control. Dr. Eric Naputi. So, doctor, build that out further. It's as if the government doesn't want you to be the healthiest you possibly can.
Well, Charlie, I think it's really simple. Whenever you can control people's health, you can control everything about them. I mean, our health, other than our relationship with God, is our most important asset. And I will tell you, over my last 22 years in clinical practice, literally seeing millions of people across the globe, it's crazy to me how many people are, number one, without knowledge of what health really is. And I think it's interesting, Charlie, you alluded to it a little bit in our first segment together. You know, the people who got us into these problems cannot be the people that get us out of these problems. And we're talking to the supposed experts who have gotten everything wrong from the beginning about how to handle this pandemic. Everything from masking, social distancing, to the risk factors, and what can be done to actually truly help people. You see, most people don't realize that Big Pharma actually owns some of the language that we communicate with. You're not allowed to use the word prevent, mitigate, reverse, cure, or treat unless it's with a drug. If you have a patient who comes to see you and has cancer or heart disease or diabetes or something of that nature, and you as a physician treat them and help them get cured without pharmaceutical drugs, you could lose your license or your livelihood. It's way deeper than that. People can even imagine. We spend more than the top 100 industrialized countries combined on healthcare. And Charlie, you and I would be okay with that if we got the very best results, if we had the highest health ratings. But we rank in the lower third below countries like Mexico and other third world countries. And that's the United States of America. And we fared the worst when it came to COVID. We spent more money than all the other countries combined, but yet we had the worst outcomes. Our definition of insanity is playing out. We're doing the same thing again and again and again and expecting a different result. We've got to change the way we think, change the way we act, and change the people that we listen to that are supposed experts.
Yeah, and just the government is so in favor of having you be sick and controlled by Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, anything that could improve your health outcomes. Just repeat the part about the FTC. Does the FTC go after, I don't know, Frito-Lay, or go after, you know, the main soft drink companies that are contributing to diabetes and obesity in this country?
No, Charlie, the FTC is going after small mom and pop organizations. They're going after people who are offering true solutions for problems that are out there. Look, the Federal Trade Commission has not changed their guidelines on advertising and marketing since 1997. They just changed their entire guideline on marketing in April of this year. And we believe that 99% of it is because of all the holes that we poked into their guidelines during our lawsuit and our discovery. Charlie, the average person doesn't know this. Did you know that it's legal for the United States government, including the Federal Trade Commission, to lie about their citizens? When Obama removed the Smith-Mundt Act in 2012, 2013, the Anti-Propaganda Act, it made it legal for the government entities, FTC, FBI, DOJ, whomever, to come out and falsify information about businesses and about citizens, as long as they're doing it in the name of health or the name of protecting the state. The FTC is an absolute scam job right now, where you're looking at, they're going after over 750 nutraceutical companies to try to destroy nutrition and take away nutrition, where they're not going after J&J, Pfizer, Moderna, all these organizations that told you, go get these shots, you won't get an infection. Now, that same organization that told you to go get these shots, you won't get an infection, is marketing, saying that the vast majority of people who got the COVID shots are the ones that are getting the infections more than those that are naturally infected. Charlie, it's absolutely insane. That's why we've got to teach people to become their own advocates and hear the words that Ronald Reagan said to us that are some of the most dangerous words on the planet. I'm the government, and I'm here to help you. The FTC is in that same boat.
Dr. Eric Napudi, wonderful work, and we'll have you on again. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.